And I just said, of course I'll have my proper shoes, because I was the Imelda Marcus of Kurt Michael. At least 50 pairs of shoes. I just love shoes. And on the actual day, Alistair wasn't feeling very well. And I said, well, that doesn't matter. I'll just drive myself down. Mm-hmm. He said, no, I'll be all right. And when we got down to park the car by the village, well, by the old church on the left-hand side, I said to Alistair, there's Julia. Julia's not a particularly close friend of Hazel's. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, actually, Mum, it's in the village hall. And I went, in the village hall?
I was there.
My goodness. Well, I think you know from my face.
Yeah, I've got some lovely pictures of it. I'm going to put those, if I can yeah. I put those
oh, on? Yes, of course.
The archives.
And I said, I mean, it was a complete surprise. Mm-hmm. I didn't feign pretending. I mean, it just
see,
was.
Yeah. You oh. can see by your face when you come in.
I just was overwhelmed. I kept going, oh. And I saw Bet Ivy, and I said, Bet, and she said, you came to my 80th birthday. Mm-hmm. I was going to come to your 90th over here.
Wow.
And of course, she'd come, you know, to mm-hmm. Gilmore and Mary. And Mary had made the cake, and then mm-hmm. they had the lovely shoe that was made by Teresa and Paul, made mm-hmm. the shoe out of marzipan.
Mm-hmm.
And... oh, I mean...
I think people think a lot of you, don't you?
Well, I'm very lucky. I don't know what I...
You always look the part.
Well...
Always glamorous.
Oh, no.
You always do. Oh.